Okay, so I don't know exactly how this works. Maybe Steve, you know more about it. But the ring ceremony tonight?
Yeah, I don't know too much about it. I know that the Cubs put together a contest, and they were choosing fans to submit, I think, videos, and then they were choosing from them, and fans will present the players, as I understand it, with their rings tonight.
So some fan who's demonstrated enough fandom gets to be part of the ceremony this evening.
That's correct. It was a big competition over the winter.
And one of the people who won is a friend of yours, Doug Meyer. Is that
Right,
correct?
yeah.
Doug's on the phone. Hey, Doug, it's John and Steve. How are you?
Hi, John. Hi, Steve. I'm very excited. It's been a last few days. Once they raised the banner on Monday night, I started realizing how big this is going to be, and the phone calls and the messages and everything from friends has just been, the outpouring has just been amazing.
We'll get to that in a second.
Do you feel like you won, Doug? Because you weren't on the team.
I feel like I won a little bit. Yeah, I feel like I get the shirt a little bit. Sure.
It's like when
Thank
fans
you.
say, we did it, and they go, no, you didn't do it, they did it. But
Yeah.
Doug actually may have been part of the win, yeah.
Yeah, we won, but they lost, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly. So what are you going to do? Are you going to present a ring, and do you know to whom? How does that go?
So we're not exactly sure. We're told to get there around 4:30, and at that point they will tell us who we're giving a ring to. So we have no idea yet.
Oh, it could be Chris Bryant. It could be the ball boy, right?
Right. It could be one or the other. So, but we think it's one of 20 players that they are letting they're giving the rings to because some of the players who were on the team last year are no longer on the team.
It's 108 diamonds in each ring. You know that, right?
So my wife mentioned that to me, and so I think she wants me to give her wedding ring to one of the players and the ring if I could do that.
Yeah. I mean, I know there'll be just little diamond chips, but that thing's got to be gigantic for crying out loud.
I know it's going to be unbelievable, and I haven't held 108 diamonds before, so
All right, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You get that ring, you look for the door, you go. You just run like the wind, sir.
Use my old speed that I had in the old days. So,
how did you win the contest, Doug? Tell me about your video.
yeah. So, what happened was my son David, unbeknownst to me, entered me in the contest. So, what happens is you had to put together a 1-minute video about why somebody, either a family member, a friend, whatever, deserved to be one of the ring bearers.
Yeah.
And so, my son put a 1-minute video together about kind of my love of the Cubs for my entire life, and it was one of the ones that was chosen. A
It was
friend of
really well
mine.
done. It was
John,
really
if
done.
I can just say, I mean, I've known Doug for 20 years, and I've never met a bigger Cub fan, a guy with a bigger heart for the Cubs than Doug. And, you know, I've told you, Doug, the people who know you are so happy that you are going to be one of the people out there because I can't think of anyone more deserving, John. It's just perfect.
Yeah, I can't either, based on the video anyway.
Well, thank you so much. And like I said, it's been a love affair forever. And my son was really able to capture it. David did an amazing job.
Well, I'm
with
going to
that
describe that video a little bit here in a second, but have we posted, Elif or Steve? Are we able to post the video?
I just tweeted it at Steve Bertrand. I put it on my public page, Steve Bertrand on Facebook. So
Okay.
you can watch it there.
Steve Bertrand on Facebook, and I'm King John on Facebook, and I'll get it up there as well because your son describes how you were a lifelong Cub fan. First, one of the early pictures of you as a teenager with a Cubs jersey. And then we see you through the years. And he said that you've always had this Cubs jacket on that you wear all of the time. And then we see you traveling the world with people, many of whom don't know what baseball or the Cubs are. And there you are, spreading Cubby love with your Cub jacket. It's almost like a mission for you know?
Yeah, it's been amazing how many people have joined the Cub fandom over the years. And in the last few years, especially with flying the W flag, it seems to have resonated around the world. So we were in Israel in January,
Yeah.
and we actually ran into people wearing Cub shirts and from China
Oh,
who
really?
wanted to, and one of the pictures in there is this entire probably 20, 25 people from China all wearing Cubs outfits.
I got news for you, Doug.
Sharing pictures with me.
Doug, we're all wearing Cubs shirts from China.
Touche. But I mean, really, I thought that was something you were like just waylaying on these people. But you happened to see Chinese tourists in Israel who on their own were wearing Cubs shirts.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That says something about something. That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's become a worldwide phenomenon.
I mean, this is the holy ground for crying out loud. You shouldn't be talking baseball with these people, although it was a miracle, so maybe that has something to do with it.
You know, the Jews wandered in the desert for Passover for 40 years. The Cubs wandered for 180.
Doug and I were standing next to each other in October of 2003. Our kids were on our soccer team together, like at 5-year-olds. And I remember, Doug, I looked at you and I said, we have to come to terms with the fact that the Cubs are going to the World Series. And I was about a dozen years late.
Tell you, that was 2003.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a rough time.
Did you see, I believe in the video, they pointed out two things I just want you to quickly comment on. The collection of Cubs stuff you have in your basement. I mean, you seem like a great guy, Doug, but that may not, that may make people nervous, the amount of Cubs stuff you have.
So my wife is very, very patient, and she allows me to have my Cubs room in the basement. And I've been collecting Cubs memorabilia since I was 6 years old and started with my first pack of baseball cards.
What's your prize of your Cub collection?
So I have a couple of them. I have a 1908 World Series program from the last time they won the World Series until last year.
Nice.
I have the last out ball from Milt Pappas's no-hitter.
Really?
Game I was at. And Milt decided he wanted to part with it at one point in time, and he heard about my collection, and he'd seen my scorecard that I'd kept the score from the game and my ticket stubs and everything and thought it was a good home for it. So
he gave you the ball.
He gave me the ball.
Wow. Hooray for you. You were at many of the playoff games and World Series games last year?
Yeah, so I went to 15 of the 17 playoff games. I just missed the two in San Francisco. And I was able to travel to back and forth from to L.A. and also to Cleveland. We drove back and forth. So I was at all seven of the World Series and all six of the Dodger Series.
You don't have to answer this question, comma.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm going to ask.
Hey, go ahead.
What'd that run you?
So it's an interesting story. I have season tickets at Wrigley, so it just cost me face value.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then in Cleveland, I was fortunate enough to have a very close friend of mine who has a contact with the part owner of the Cincinnati Reds. And he said, you know, I'm going to get you two really great seats for each of the games at face value. And I was literally sitting at the Cubs on deck circles for all four of the games.
How will we recognize you on TV tonight?
Well, they're supposed to give us a jersey and a hat, so I'm going to look like any of the other ring bearers. So,
good to know you won't have that jacket on.
It will be underneath, for sure.
You'll be the one smiling. How about that? The biggest smile on the field.
It's amazing.
We'll be Steve Bertrand's friend and mine now, too, Doug Meyer. All right, Doug, congratulations. I'm like Steve. I don't know you, but I'm really happy for you having seen the video and learned a little bit about your story. Your video that your son made for you that won you the opportunity to be part of the presentation tonight is on Steve Bertrand's page, and that's – how do you do that again?
Just it's a public page on Facebook, Steve Bertrand, or on Twitter, at Steve Bertrand.
And I'll put it under King John on Facebook as well. Hey, have a good time tonight, Doug.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it very much.
No rain in the forecast tonight.
Only sun around that guy.
2:29, news next, GM.